Last night, an unusual traveler arrived at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport from Islamabad, Pakistan, named Leo. He's a young snow leopard who was found orphaned in the Himalayan mountains. A shepherd hand-fed him until he grew to be too big to care for, then gave him to Pakistani authorities. American diplomats worked with the government there to find a home for Leo at the Bronx Zoo. The zoo has one of the world's leading snow leopard conservation projects. For more now, we turn to Dr. Pat Thomas, curator of mammals at the Bronx Zoo. He joins us from his office. You and Leo, I understand, arrived last night at London's Heathrow Airport before all of the news, the terrible news of today broke. But tell us, how is Leo doing?
Hi, Lynn. Leo's doing fine. He is a little bit jet-lagged as the team that went to bring him back from Pakistan. But he's eating well, drinking well, and adjusting to his new surroundings.
How many snow leopards do you have there, and is he joining in with those snow leopards right away? Or,
well, prior to Leo, we had 12, four males and eight females. And right now, Leo is in a quarantine area, which is something we do for all animals entering our collection for their health as well as protecting the health of the animals already in the zoo. Following this 30-day quarantine, he will be introduced to some of our snow leopards at our snow leopard facility.
Kind of a fascinating story that this snow leopard was found by a shepherd and hand-fed.
Right. We don't know the complete story of how the cub was found, but a shepherd did find Leo when he was probably less than 2 months old in a region of Pakistan called the Naltar Valley, and took care of him for a short period of time before realizing that he really didn't have the expertise and ability, the financial ability to care for Leo, and so he turned him.
Is it unusual for you to get a snow leopard from the wild like this? I mean, are most of them...
To take a snow leopard from the wild, yes, it's actually quite unusual. The vast majority of all mammals in zoos are those that are captive bred. And our reasons for taking Leo were essentially threefold. One, we wanted to provide for the welfare of this cub. There, at the present time, is not an adequate facility in Pakistan for snow leopards, so we wanted to provide a good home for Leo. It was also an opportunity for us to enhance the genetic diversity of the snow leopard population in North American zoos, which is managed cooperatively by the zoos that do keep this species in North America.
And the third reason?
Well, it was the chance to strengthen the bonds between the Wildlife Conservation Society, which is our parent organization, and various Pakistani wildlife agencies. We already have programs in Pakistan, but this just enables us to form another link.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Thomas.
Okay.
Dr. Pat Thomas is the curator of mammals at the Bronx Zoo. He joined us from his office there. This is Talk the Nation from NPR News. Neil Conan is back on Monday. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington.